My name's Tess Connery. I am going to be here till 9 a.m. I hope you are having a wonderful Monday. Right now, though, it's just ticking over to 14 minutes past 8 a.m. and it's time to take a look back at the weekend that was. Our weekend warrior, Anthony Dockagill, joins me in the studio now. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Tess. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. What have we missed?
Well, look, we didn't win Eurovision.
Oh.
I don't know if that should have come with a spoiler warning. I don't know.
It's on
if
the internet.
If I've just ruined your week, I apologise. Are you a fan of Eurovision?
Look, not really. I figure anything I need to see will be chopped up into 30-second Facebook videos for me over the next few days.
Yes. So, look, Israel won, and I think we came 20th.
Okay, is that good?
Well, that's the thing. Look, you know, we've done better in the past. Jessica Morbey did an amazing performance, no question. So there's no criticism there. But is Australia happy not winning? You know, we're Australia. You know, I mean, at least finishing top 10.
Yeah, I feel like if we did win, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves. Because what would that mean? That all of the European countries have to come here and we have to host it. I feel like that's not going to happen. I feel like we want to be sitting, like you said, yeah, top 10. Don't want to win it.
But look, I just know the Australian psyche. We want to win. We're not going to settle coming 20th. So, you know, the question this morning, Tess, is should Malcolm Turnbull hold a press conference and announce a new Australian Institute of Eurovision?
Yes, he should.
I mean, look, I think John Farnham would make a great director of the Institute.
Oh, you've got this thought out.
Yeah, no, I've been thinking about this all weekend. And, you know, the government could find $30 million that it hasn't already given to Foxtel. It'll be somewhere. But, you know, we're just not comfortable, you know, coming 20th in something that doesn't matter.
I don't even know how many places there are.
If it was something that does matter, like marriage equality or fighting climate change, you'll never see us at the pointy end of the field. We'll be last. we'll get there. But if it's like, you know, kicking a ball over a giraffe into a bucket, we want to win. It's Australia.
I see where this is going now. I love this.
Yeah, so anyway, that's my take on Eurovision. I think there's going to be a lot of wheels turning over the next few weeks about next year.
Okay, because, it's over. It's going to be over in Israel next year because Israel.
Yes.
Oh, spoiler alert, sorry. We've already wrecked it for you. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I think most people have watched it now on Sunday night. But I saw a lot of angry tweets on Sunday morning and Sunday Arvo from people going, stop, you've just spoiled it. So.
Well, there we go. We're late to the spoiler party then, so.
Look, no real joy for the government in the polls. News poll showed that there's been no change for the government, a two-party preferred, despite, you know, Treasurer Scott Morrison throwing buckets of cash at us.
Yeah.
The Ipsos poll was a more interesting one because the government have actually gone backwards 2%.
Oh, after the budget?
Yeah, after budget, 2%. You know, now a lot of people turn this into a narrative about the AAP have nullified the government's message with, you know, bigger tax cuts. The ALP are able to double the tax cut because they're not giving away a company tax cut at the same time. But Ross Gittins on the weekend, and the reason why we're talking about this, he wrote a very interesting article. Do Google it if you didn't see it. And it made it really clear that the budget is built on not just extremely rosy outlook on our economy, but on the world and on future governments coming in and not spending any more money. So, in short, it's a big fiction. But I actually think we all know that on an instinctual level. And that's why there's been no bounce in the polls. I think we all know it's too good to be true. How can you give money away and pay off debt?
Yeah, it's a good point. And $10 a week, you know, I've seen all the memes floating around. There's one that's been on my feed about four times this morning. You know, Homer Simpson, where he's like, $20, I wanted a peanut. Someone's re-edited it to say, $10, I wanted better roads.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So that's the other thing about it too. Like, I think that's going to hurt the government as well. Because all their message is that, you know, here's a tax cut and the tax cut isn't actually meaningful in your everyday life.
Yeah.
So, look, also on the weekend in Chicago, a lot of stir on Twitter about this. There's an arts installation in Chicago which is playing on the whole idea of bike share.
Okay.
So this particular art installation, instead of sharing bikes, it's sharing semi-automatic weapons.
Oh!
And it's called the Metro Gun Share Program. It's an art installation aimed at raising awareness about how easy it is to get a gun in America. So when you get to work today, Google this and see, look at the images. It's fantastic. It looks great. It looks real.
Terrifying.
And so there's like 10 pretend AR-15 rifles lined up like bicycles.
Oh, no, I hate that.
But it's raising awareness about the fact how easy it is to get a gun.
It does its job, but also, ooh.
Yeah, it is a creepy image when you see it. Oh, like it's, you know, a city street, people walking everywhere, and all these automatic weapons lined up.
Ooh.
You know, and a big sticker saying unlock and load.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. Ooh.
Yes, and some sad news on the weekend. Bill Laurie, the voice of cricket, after, of course, Richie Beno.
Has
hung up his headset and won't be doing any more cricket.
Oh, that's sad.
And Tess, lastly, very quickly, I'm just for 30 seconds.
All right, hit me.
I'm missing Nick Healy because Nick and I had a little bit of a thing going on because I'm a big Swans supporter and he was a Hawthorn supporter.
Okay.
On Friday, the Swans beat Hawthorn.
Okay.
Amazing game. Ben Ronk, in his only third game, kicked 7 goals. He's going to be a star in the making. You're going to hear a lot of people talking about him over the coming weeks and years. But the other thing was that normally when our teams met, we would have to wear the scarf of the loser.
Oh, okay.
Of the winner. So, yeah, I'm just missing the fact that I can't stick a swan scarf on.
Mm. Is this the part where I jump in and say that when I was about 12, I had to pick a team for family footy tipping and chose the Lions because I liked their colours?
Ah, the Brisbane Lions.
So for no other reason than when I was 12, I liked their colours.
Okay.
I'm going to be a Lions person.
Well, I'll see what happens when we play the Lions. They haven't won a game all year.
Oh, haven't they? Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not good at all. and that was the weekend.
Thanks so much, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell there, our weekend warrior, running you through what you may have missed if you weren't paying too much attention to the headlines over the weekend.